The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Blackbusters.
Fan Bam, what's cracking with it? Welcome back to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm your host, Big John.
Uh-huh.
Along with my co-host.
It's a low down, dirty tone.
Ooh. Tone. Low down, dirty tone.
Tone.
Based off his name, you can guess of what the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Keenan Ivory Wayne's A Low Down, Dirty Shame.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Keenan Ivory Wayne's himself.
Go off.
Man, stars Keenan Ivory Wayne's.
Mm-hmm.
Charles S. Dutton, Jada Pinkett Smith, Sally Richardson Whitfield, and so on.
And a couple of, like, that guys, right?
Yeah,
like, the guy that plays Mendoza.
Uh-huh.
He's been around forever.
Been around forever, and man. Andrew Dimoff.
Yeah, kind of always plays that guy.
Uh-huh. Right? Craig
Mm-hmm.
Chung Young Fat?
Yeah.
Chung Young Fat.
Chris Spencer shows up in it?
Yes. Chris Spencer's in it. Shout out to Chris Spencer. He did a great job.
Yeah.
I love his scene. Kim Wayans, of course, she's...
Oh, yeah.
You're always good. When is a Wayans Brothers production, you always going to see Kim in there.
There's a Wayans that's going to do
and
something.
And she's going to do her thing.
Yeah.
I love that. I wish I saw more of her, actually. Me, personally. Low Down Dirty Shame. It's a movie, and I forgot that he wrote it. I'm not surprised, mm-hmm. but I forgot he wrote it
mm-hmm.
and directed it. And... As I'm watching this movie, I rewatched it. As I'm watching the film, I'm like, man, I would love to meet Keenan Ivory Wayne's and then ask him what happened. Like, why did he stop making films on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Like, from I'm Gonna Get You Sucker to, you know, Low Down Dirty Shame,
mm-hmm.
White Chicks. I mean, but like, why did he stop making films?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a reason? He might be like, you know what? I made enough money. I put my family
on. I did
on.
It all.
I kind of just want to sit back and chill and just produce stuff and just be in the wind.
Yeah.
Or he could be like, man, something happened and this would happen.
You know.
I wonder.
Or I'm not inspired.
I'm not inspired. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, man, this is dope to see a black man, as a black filmmaker, a man write and direct his own films. That's one of the things I want to do.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And he was doing it at such a high level, in my opinion. This movie was made in 1994.
Early 90s.
And he did his thing in it, bro. He starred in it, mm-hmm. he wrote it, and he directed it.
Yeah.
And he had some of the most talented women in the game. And Jada Pinkett Smith, at the time, I think she was just Jada Pinkett.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's Jada Pinkett Smith. Sally Richardson, who I don't think gets enough credit.
Listen, man.
Not only she gets great credit for being beautiful,
mm-hmm.
she's that for sure. But I loved her character. I loved her one-liners, my nigga.
Yes.
Her one-liners. I watched the movie. I said, Sally is doing her shit.
Listen, man. I came away from it with the same thing with you. Like, in 94... Sally Richardson is just as good an actress as Halle Berry.
As Halle Berry or Robin Givens.
Robin Givens. Or even better.
Yes.
She's just as fine as they are.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know.
Maybe a little
finer. Just Sally Richardson right here.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine her playing Jacqueline.
She could have played the... Well, Robin Givens played a great bitch.
Robin played a great Jagger.
But...
The cast is perfect in Boomerang.
There were roles for her.
Yes.
There were roles for her. And she was... I'm trying to think of, like, my favorite version of her is in this or in Posse.
Ooh.
I think it's in this.
This.
When she told Charles S. Dudley, you could have got some pussy.
Nigga, I said, I forgot she was that wrong with it. And it sounded smooth. Dumb motherfucker. Could have got you some pussy.
Yeah.
I said, whoa.
Man. I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yes.
So I love her.
I love
her. She needs her flowers.
She needs her flowers.
Should have had a bigger, brighter, better career, whatever reason. I'm still a fan.
And don't forget, we haven't even talked about this. She had limited time in this film with Antoine Fisher.
Yes.
She worked in that.
Listen, she's worked her whole career.
She does work.
I feel like she could have been just, like, if I took my time, there are probably, I think I would have preferred Sally Richardson to damn near everything Vivica Fox was cast in.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a hot take.
Well, that's a hot take.
But
because Vivica do, we talked about her briefly before. Mm-hmm. I like Vivica.
Mm-hmm.
Vivica's beautiful as well.
I don't dislike Vivica, but Sally Richardson could have played Vivica's role in Independence Day.
Do you think Sally Richardson, she could have done it, but do you think she would have done a better job in Booty Call though?
No.
That's yeah.
That part no.
Yeah.
But I think I would have preferred Sally Richardson in Kill Bill.
Really?
Basically what I'm saying is
off the fight scene at the end of that, I was like, hold on. Why does she look more natural throwing the punches than Jada Pinkett did?
Listen, she looked natural as Sally Richardson kills this role.
Yeah.
She's dissatisfied. She's annoying,
mm-hmm.
but she seems hella confident.
Yeah.
She delivers. She's sexy when she opens up the blouse.
Yeah.
She looked.
Why don't you try to find out?
The breasts look great.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying is that from at 94, her trajectory should have been equal to, if not superior, than all of her contemporaries at the time.
After being able, when she pulled the strap from her bra strap and killed Charles S. Dutton, I said, oh, she could do action.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that maybe because Sally Richardson never crossed over. If you look at her IMDb, like, you know, of course, the occasional CSI run, like, you know, like, she continued to work, but, like, she didn't cross over in a way that, like, Halle crossed over. So for a long time, she never got out of black
true,
stuff.
True.
Right? Like, you know, which is
she had a crossover look and a crossover ability as far as performance, too.
For me, it's like the Carrie Hilson effect, right?
Yeah.
We think about Carrie Hilson.
She never went Rihanna.
And she's just as gorgeous as those two. She had good music. But just didn't pop like a Rihanna or a Beyonce.
That's a great, you know what I mean? Great, like, analogy. You
know, that's like
comparison.
Sally to Carrie, right? Sally to Carrie.
Yes.
But Sally is ridiculous.
Sally is ridiculous, bro. She said, just make sure you smoke this motherfucker.
Like a pack of cools.
A pack of cools.
Yeah. She was fantastic.
Man, she was dope.
She told that nigga he could have had some pussy.
Yeah.
I damn near fell out my chair.
I said, man, you could have?
Damn.
Charles could have?
Listen, I feel so bad. When she said that, I was like, I want some pussy.
Yes.
That was my response.
Am I wrong for thinking that?
Yes. She's been looking hot the entire movie. Gorgeous the entire movie. But when she drops that line, I immediately felt sexual desire.
It was
towards her.
Because
she's talking like that?
She's showing you, hey, because here's the thing. She said, okay, I got to kill this dude.
Mm-hmm.
But let's, or I could fuck him for this bread.
Mm-hmm.
If I smash him for the bread, I'll do it. Yeah. There's enough bread in here. I'm going to smash this dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to smash, what's his name?
Yeah.
Rothmiller.
Rothmiller.
I'm smashing Rothmiller for the bread.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's not, he's not going for the smash.
Mm-hmm.
He not, okay, I got to kill him.
I got to kill him.
I'm cool with that, too. You could have had some pussy. You could have had your life and some pussy, bro. Yeah. I didn't even have to kill you for this. You know what I'm saying?
Best part of the movie.
Man, okay. So we jumped all into that.
Yeah.
Let's start from the top a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Ivory Wayans plays a character named Shame. Shame is a former police detective.
Yeah.
Former cop, right?
Yep.
He gets caught up in some scandal with a massacre, some sting operation mm-hmm. going sour.
That went bad.
And he was left with the blame.
Mm-hmm.
So he
kicked off the forest.
Kicked off the forest, going to a deep depression. And the only thing he's good at is cop shit. So the closest thing to being a cop, outside of being a cop, is security guard mm-hmm. or a private investigator.
And he gets fucked up jobs.
Real
to make ends meet,
like suicide missions for like $10,000.
Yeah,
$10,000 is a lot of money, but not for your life being at stake.
Mm-hmm.
So he and then on top of that, $10,000 minus deductions for damages. His lights are about to get cut off.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to lose his his car.
Yeah, trash man investigation work.
Yeah,
the job nobody wants.
Right, he'll do it and he'll risk his life for it.
Yep.
He has a only person that's in his corner is his assistant, which is Peaches, played by Jada Pinkett Smith. My favorite character.
My favorite
Jada Pinkett Smith character, I believe.
We are on the same wavelength.
I said she gave me grace. She gave me sass.
Yeah.
She gave me heart.
Yep.
She gave me compassion, sexiness.
She was her best.
She was her best here, and I said, oh, she's a star.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought their chemistry was great, awkwardly great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? She was like, and I started thinking about all the other Jada movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I prefer Peaches to Stoney.
For sure.
100%. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I got to thinking, like,
Peaches over Lyric for sure.
Peaches over Lyric for sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I liked, she had a smaller role, but I liked Jada in Collateral. Right.
Yes.
That showed her acting chops, but still, it's like Peaches over everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally her best character. And what I realized is that probably other than Taye Diggs, we've done more of Jada movies.
Jada.
Than anybody else. We've Jada done a was bunch rocking of the Jada 90s, movies, bro.
Yeah.
We've done a bunch of Jada movies.
Yes.
And this is her best version.
Yes. So one day we talked about it, family. Mm-hmm. We're gonna start doing like verses, quick verses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sometimes, like, situations like, my favorite movie is Boomerang mm-hmm. when it comes to that, like, rom-com type stuff.
Yep.
Imagine Warm Take.
Mm-hmm.
I would never want to replace Halle Berry in Boomerang. She mm-hmm. was a perfect Angela.
Yeah.
Right? Or even Robin Gibbons. She was a perfect Jacqueline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just in case they weren't available, they were doing their own separate movie somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sally Richardson and Jada Pinkett as Jacqueline and motherfucking Angela.
Yep, it works.
It works for sure.
It works.
It works for it sure. It works.
I was going to say Jada would have killed Tisha Campbell's role. Ooh. Hey, girl. But you know what? She could have been Angela.
You know why? Because she plays good humble.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jada Pinkett Smith can do anything.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
She could play the bitch. She could play the girl next mm-hmm. door.
Yeah.
A girlfriend, that loud chick. She could have been a great Pam and Martin.
She could have been a great Gina
and
Martin.
Jada Pinkett Smith. I hate the way her career has ended up here.
The way it's turned.
What it's doing now, like, when you think of Jada Pinkett Smith, there's nothing good that you think about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, she's supposed to be in the light of a Halle Berry we're now.
Supposed to she's supposed to be revered
like a Taraji P.
Yeah.
Revered. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though Nia Long, I heard, has like issues with her personality and some people don't like mm-hmm. her, but it's not out in the public. She's still revered.
You can't speak ill on Nia Long's name.
Jada Pinkett,
they won't let you.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
They, you know, you can't talk, regardless of what's going on with Nia. I was talking to my wife about, like, when did this shit change for Jada? Like, and what I came down to was after the entanglements with August, and then when she put Will on that red table.
That red table talk was their demise.
That's when.
For sure.
It was too public.
Too public.
Too, because we already suspected that they were swinging to begin mm-hmm. with. But we was okay
airing
with it.
Airing out their information. Like,
right. The kids was a little non-conventional, right?
But we was
okay
like
with it. But when they sat at the table and did that.
Sorry, Aaron.
That was it.
We don't need to see that or hear about that.
Because what it made us is that it made us sympathetic to Will.
Right.
And if we're going to be sympathetic to Will, it has to be somebody's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that became very easy.
And she signed up for it.
Yeah. You know? And then, like, Jada, who did nothing wrong the night of the Oscar slap.
Right.
She gets blamed for it. She catches all the hell for a decision that Will made.
No one likes her anymore.
Yeah.
No one likes Monique anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And they're extremely talented women. Jada has done a lot to her face now to make her look kind of different.
She shot up. Same you with Vivica. Sally hasn't.
Yeah.
Sally Richardson hasn't done anything.
Oh,
to
no,
her
no,
face.
No, no, no. Yeah.
Vivica no, has.
Vivica and Jada has. They should not have. They were gorgeous.
Right.
Age, get wrinkled. If you're going to look beautiful, wrinkled.
Hallie hasn't shot up.
I don't think so. No, it doesn't look like it. No.
Hallie going like natural now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but this is time capsule Jada.
This is Peaches.
Yeah,
man, Miss Peaches, Miss Peaches. So, Shame. His name is Shame, and he becomes a private investigator, and he starts off doing a nice diamond heist. Get back. He's getting back these diamonds for his client.
Yeah.
And then he gets a visit from an old friend, the big homie Rothmiller. Charles S. Dutton pulls up to his office with the opportunity to get some get back and redeem himself and to make some money.
Let's talk about Charles S. Dutton real quick.
Come on, man.
Damn, he's good.
Always.
Damn, he's good.
Always. And you can't say, I won't say what happened to his career because he had his own show.
Yeah.
It just got too real. The show got canceled because I believe it was too real.
Yeah.
And
at a time when Fox was doing a lot with black people.
Yes, Fox was rocking with
them. I mean, there was a show called South Central.
South Central, Live a Single, Rock, Martin, New York Undercover.
Yeah, we can't forget that we built that network.
Come on, stop it.
We built that network. For sure. It's a damn shame that, like, from a Fox News standpoint, they shit on us so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, literally, Fox was built off of black people.
Off of black entertainment.
Yes.
For sure.
100%.
Rock. Charles S. Dutton,
mm-hmm.
Phenomenal actor.
He's
bro.
So good. And the only thing about his, because I know he's a fantastic stage actor, and sometimes on screen I can see the stage in him, right?
Yeah, like you know, he says, "What's the thing about?"
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. He very said, much stage.
Out the blue, he just jumped into a whole yelling spree.
Yeah, yeah.
The
pace in which he talks, is in many respects very even, which is something that stage actors do to project.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, he doesn't do subtle because I don't think he's used to working with the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, I remember the one time I was on a set and I remember the director kind of told the actor, like, you don't have to be so loud.
The mic is right here.
We've got mics everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, so you can go down and you can say that line in almost a whisper.
And we'll pick it up.
We're going to pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Versus the guy was, I think that's, you know what I mean? Like, he was just projecting.
Right.
So, aside from that, this character was kind of like totally different than any of the other characters as Dutton had played.
Mm-hmm.
He was swarmy. He was bad. He was cursing like a motherfucker. He was mad. And I loved it. I thought he was great.
He's such a charismatic individual.
Yeah.
Such a nice person. Very likable.
Yeah.
But even in his bad guy, I felt for him. I was like, damn, he's just such a likable dude.
Yeah.
Like, He made you feel like I had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I plan on giving everybody five.
Mm-hmm.
You split it five ways.
Yeah. And they said they would do it. Only way really they would do it is if Shame did.
So I got pinned into a corner. Yeah. I had to do this, Shame.
He was great.
Yeah, he was dope.
He was great.
I think so. Peaches was great. Angela was great. Mm-hmm. Rothmiller was great. Mendoza was great. Wayman was amazing.
Wayman was fantastic.
Yeah, bro.
And normally, and again, there's like no issue. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's no homophobia here at all. But normally the role that like, the character that does what Wayman does just falls so fucking flat.
It's kind of
cringy. It ends up not being fucking funny because it's like either so over the top or so ridiculous. I don't know how Wayman is able to be executed, but he every time he was on the camera, I was fucking crying.
Hilarious.
He was so, every scene was fucking funny.
Man.
He was so good.
Super.
And normally I don't find that shit funny.
Right.
Like, because normally it isn't funny. It's like, oh.
It's like,
you're doing some gay shit. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I get it.
Simple.
But.
It had to happen. That, because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That character could have easily been an unattractive woman as a roommate.
Right.
Like in Mo Money when Marlon Wayans woke up with the girl and he kicked her out the house, she just was unattractive.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be a gay guy. I'm glad it was.
Yeah.
Wayman needed to be seen, bro.
He
had to shine.
He was good. He was funny. The facial expressions, like everything.
Uh-huh, Miss Peach, you better come get this Rottweiler.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
Dude.
He was good. He was great. Great in this.
Yeah.
Like, it's very rare. But I was dying when he offered him the sausage, you know,
sausage. Yeah. Smells good. What's cooking?
More beef for us.
Right. Yeah, more beef for us. I like cooking when I'm dealing with me.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
It's great. Man, so Shame gets his job that his big homie Roth Miller comes to him with a big opportunity to find the guy that ruined his career and save the woman that got away.
Yeah.
That's Sally Richardson Whitfield plays Angela. She's the woman that got away.
Mm-hmm.
She's Mendoza is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
He can get back on Mendoza,
right?
And possibly get Sally Richardson Whitfield back.
Yeah,
Angela. So he goes at first he says no, I don't want to go down that path. And then Charles S. Dutton's character Roth Miller is like, bro, you have an opportunity at redemption. Mm-hmm. You can get in. It's gonna pay you well.
Yep.
What's to think about? Just do this shit. He ends up doing it. I'll find Angela in 2 days. You see, you need her in 3. I'll find her in 2.
Yeah.
And he does it. He finds her, and so there's an odd chemistry between Shame and his assistant Peaches.
Yeah.
It's almost like a little brother, big brother. Initially, it starts off that way.
Yeah.
Then it shifts.
Yeah.
You know,
like she's feeling him.
Uh-huh.
Always feeling him. Lets it be known.
Right.
And he kind of like Heisman's her, you know, for the most part. Or indulges just enough. Right? Like, you know, like flirts back just a teeny tiny bit to offset, you know, her big flirting.
Right. Him spanking her on her ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
That's crazy, because as skinny as she is, bro, I was into her back then, bro.
Man.
I was like, she thick. She wasn't even thick, but she had whatever she had.
Whatever she had
was enough.
That Jada shit was popping.
Yeah, it was.
That Jada shit was popping.
Yeah. So, and she always is down for him. She's like, bro, but if you notice on her desk, she had like at least 3 different nameplates.
Mm-hmm.
It said Peaches this, Peaches that.
Yeah.
So it's not only was she his assistant, she was his backup, she was his driver, she was his, you know what I'm saying?
She's ride or die.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
And their history is he caught her shoplifting. That's how they met. She was 16.
Mm-hmm.
He probably was about what? 23, 24 in the force, whatever. Yeah. I'm assuming he's older. Obviously, he can't be 16 in the cop.
Mm-hmm.
But
took a liking to her, and she, like, probably maybe even gave her a break.
Right.
Shoplifting. You know.
Yeah.
But then, like, she just became hella resourceful,
mm-hmm.
and you know, she's very resourceful.
Yes.
Like a lot of the shit that happens in this movie happens because Peaches is so good at what she does.
Right.
And they kind of set it up like, you know, she's watching the soap operas and, you know, they make her character seem not dumb.
She's not dumb.
She's not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
She's not an airhead. She's just Peaches.
She's like, I got my gun. You know what I'm saying? We can set it off here.
I've been working on my shooting.
I've been working on my jiu-jitsu, my karate. I got you.
You need some help? You know what I mean? And Peaches, you know, the whole
get to
movie.
The car.
Get to the car. You know, you can't handle no real shit.
Right.
But Peaches putting in work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So he finally meets Sally Richardson Whitfield, again, reunites with her, and it's like sparks again.
Yeah.
And also a little bit of resentment. You know what I'm saying? Memories pop up, and you know, and he definitely cares about her.
And she wasn't really fucking with him.
Right.
She was like, you know, never would have worked with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know.
Yeah, bro. So let's talk about him as a director and writer.
Okay.
I dig it. I love the fact he did both. Mm-hmm. And he starred in it. I could tell, and it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell this is 93 in Living Color jokes a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Cheap, quick ones. He said,
mm-hmm.
"He said I'll see you next time." He said, "Yeah, next time bring some mints." Yeah. Hilarious,
right?
Simple.
Had lines.
Now let me tell you something. A warm take. I don't think it's hot.
Yeah.
I feel like Keaton Ivey Wayans did a great job. Did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
This was his Beverly Hills Cop.
Damn it, we are.
That's why we do this, bro.
We are on the same page, my guy. Finish your thought. I'm going to add on to it.
And I think Keenan knows this about himself, so I don't have a problem saying this. Shame could have been a different actor.
Yeah.
And it would have been a better movie. Yeah.
We on the same page. So I'm watching this movie.
Uh-huh.
Like yourself, and I'm like, you know what? This movie has it all. It's got good action,
uh-huh.
great action, you know, good acting,
uh-huh.
good funny characters, yeah. a plot that makes sense,
uh-huh.
a bombshell. And I'm like, this movie has everything.
Right.
Why is this movie good and not great?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why is this, like, why don't we talk about this movie more?
My dad had this on VHS back mm-hmm. then. I watched it. I probably still had the VHS.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it all the time. I love this film.
Right.
I love it. But yeah, I don't hear people talk about it, like, you know what I'm saying, a lot.
Because I think either as the director or as the actor, Keenan is good but not great in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. This is Beverly Hills Cop. This is Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
This is, to a certain degree, Bad Boys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is an action comedy.
Yes.
Eddie is so good in Beverly Hills Cop that, like, he elevates the funny.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, like, he elevates the funny. Chris Tucker, in a certain extent, is so good.
Yeah, kick me.
Yeah. There are these moments. And the thing is that Lowdown Dirty Shame doesn't have one of those moments, one mm-hmm. of those, like, lines that everybody still says today, mm-hmm. right? Like, we do,
but not from him.
From Wayman.
From Wayman.
And Peaches,
Peaches
to a certain extent. So Keenan plays the straight guy. He has his one-liners, mm-hmm. but he almost plays the character too serious. And because he's not funnier, that's why it ticks down just a little bit.
And he's not the strongest actor.
Right.
When this part, he's like, well, that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you now. Mm-hmm. And what about before? I'm saying, it's like, oh, this is bad acting.
Yeah.
This is not bad. Mm-hmm. This is stiff, not good acting.
Stiff. Just stiff. Yeah. And it's because I get it. He's playing a character that, like, it's supposed to be like the macho guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the action fighter, kung fu fighter.
And
he's
a big dude, so listen, I believe it.
Listen, the action was awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't find the action to be cheesy at all. I thought the fight choreography mm-hmm. was dope.
Right.
They was fighting.
He
right?
was doing shit, moves and like street fighter moves.
The headbutts and shit. You know what I mean? Like working on shit. Yeah. I thought that shit was dope.
Uh-huh.
But like, he needed to be funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the movie, like okay, I get that, like, you know, dogs, if you've seen James Brown, dogs will not bite you. I get it, but it wasn't executed as funny as it might have been.
Hey!
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't awesome as James Brown.
Right.
And the dogs, so it's just kind of like, that fell a little flat, right?
Right.
Taking homeboy to the KKK rally. And, you know, like, that joke fell a little flat, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so all of the other stuff that was right. supposed to be just kind of felt a little flat. But Wayman is doing his thing.
Wayman is
cooking.
And Jada's
cooking, yes. right? And Keenan is good.
He's good. Yes.
But, like, if you put Eddie in that movie, if you put Martin in that movie.
Bro.
Right, you know.
Martin.
The movie is fundamentally different.
And
for the better.
Yeah, if you put Will Smith. You put Will Smith.
Will Smith would have been a great
Even change. If it's not funnier, it's...
How ironic is that? That if you put, if Will Smith is Shame,
mm-hmm.
this movie is an all-time classic.
Yeah.
Because it, with Jada still doing her thing mm-hmm. and Wayman doing her thing, Will would have been funny.
Now, I did like his scenes with Wayman.
Yeah. Hey, oh, man, that was great.
I'm about to take a shower, man, and forget that I woke up at the crying game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or, yeah, the lines.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't touch you, man. He said, mm-hmm. Wayman said, you was running your, in yeah. your dreams, you was speeding, and he said, he got caught speeding. It was hilarious,
It was
bro.
Good. It was
I,
good.
I'm sorry I didn't get the, I didn't quote it good, because I don't remember the quote, but like, the shit was hilarious.
But Wayman.
Watch the movie. Watch
Wayman
it.
Carries those moments.
He carries those moments.
Even when Keenan is talking to the guy,
Bernard.
And Keenan's doing his gay. It's Wayman's response, like Wayman's gestures and all of that. Like Wayman, even though Keenan is working, is Wayman's response that's got me crying.
Yeah.
It's got me crying. I think that this movie is a girl's movie. And I'll tell you why.
A girl's movie.
Here's what I mean by that. Like, I love this movie. We love movies.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife loves this movie.
Mm.
It's one of her favorite, and I think like because Jada,
yeah, okay,
because Jada was Jada. I hear more women quoting this movie and saying that Low Down Dirty Shame is one of their favorite movies, and I think it's propelled by what Jada does
mm-hmm.
more so than what Keenan does for guys, right?
Okay.
Like, you know, like I think that like when you rewatch it, I'm like, I actually enjoy this movie. It's pretty good. It's shot well. Mm-hmm. It's paced well. It's not corny.
Nah.
You know, it's just, you know, like you said, a different actor.
And here's the thing.
Could have pulled it off.
I don't need him to not be there.
Yeah.
I think he did a dope enough job for his own film. Mm-hmm. He was like, because he could have had his brother do this.
Mm-hmm.
He could have had Damon do it.
And yeah. And this is him just like, see, I think that like, okay, because we have I'ma Get You Sucker, and mm-hmm. we have In Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this was like the beginning of his pivot to being like, I could be an action star. Right?
Action star, yep.
I could have a similar career to Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that this movie is so black that I don't think white Hollywood saw it.
Right.
And so he didn't get the same shot.
Right.
Because he's good enough in this movie.
He's good.
He's just not as good as Eddie and Beverly
exactly.
Hills Cop.
And that's saying a lot. He's not good as Jamie or Eddie or Martin mm-hmm. in Blue Streak. Like, but I believe his toughness. I believe that he can fight.
Mm-hmm.
His stature, he's bigger than all of them. So he looks like he's a guy that walks in and he knows what he's doing with
yeah.
the gun.
Yeah.
I believe that I definitely believe that Jada is attracted to him. I mm-hmm. definitely believe that Sally's attracted to him.
Yep.
He has a leading man qualities.
Yes.
He might be Michael B. Jordan in that sense. Like, you know what I mean?
He just needed to. This is, and I want to be very careful because we both love this movie.
Right.
And upon rewatch, ain't nothing really wrong with this movie.
No, it ain't. So we're being hard on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I think it is us because we want to push it up.
Yeah.
We want it. Mm-hmm. And so we find ourselves thinking about like what went wrong with this. How come this movie wasn't bigger than what it should have been?
And the answer is Keenan. In my opinion.
Yeah.
The same way I feel about, but not the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Meteor Man should not have been led.
Right.
That's my take.
Right. 100%.
Robert Townsend should not have been Meteor Man.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Even though he did a solid job.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very talented man, mm-hmm. human being. But I feel like that could have been, it needed to be funnier. He wasn't funny enough
yeah.
in Meteor Man. Meteor Man didn't make me laugh that hard. Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would have been funnier? Would have helped? It didn't. Low Down Dirty Shame, to me, you'll find out how many fists I gave at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a great film. I loved it. I'd watch it again. I used to watch it growing up as a mm-hmm. kid all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes on, I'm watching it again and again and again. The women were beautiful to look at. He was funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
But was he as funny as, you know what I'm saying, as his contemporaries?
Okay, so this is another great point. Because Martin is funnier in Nothing to Lose than Keenan is in this. Martin is funnier in Blue Streak than Keenan is in this.
National Security.
Than Keenan is in this. But I still think that Nothing to Lose is a better movie than those. Right?
Like, Nothing to Lose is the better movie than...
I feel like Low Down Dirty Shame is a better movie than Nothing to Lose. Right? I feel like Low Down Dirty Shame is a better movie than Blue Streak. Even though...
Peaches.
Even, exactly.
Wayman.
Peaches, Wayman. And the action and the story, right? Like, you know, like... This is not a bad movie.
No. It's not we got Charles S. Dutton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been bigger.
It should have been.
And I think probably like Nothing to Lose has the benefit of crossover appeal.
Yes.
Right? Same with like Rush Hour. Like, you know, crossover appeal. Right? And this movie just didn't have any crossover appeal.
What do you think would have happened?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was still where. I don't know. I don't think it works, but I thought about what if we took one of them. Peaches has to stay.
Yeah.
What if Sally Richardson was Julia Roberts? It's still, at this point, it's a different movie.
Yeah.
Because Sally Richardson he took her from a Spanish dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That could have easily been a white woman.
Yeah.
And her on the cover of this, on the side of him, I don't even know if it works, honestly.
I think,
but I'm just asking the question. Like,
I think if you recast Mendoza with like Steven Seagal, right?
Ooh, Steven Seagal.
So basically,
comedy and not fighting.
But I mean, like Mendoza wasn't Mendoza wasn't funny,
right?
You know, he was
menacing, but not Steven Seagal. Because Steven Seagal beats the shit out of the shame.
Right, right. Okay, yeah. but what I mean is that, okay, like if I want to keep Shame, because I want to keep Shame. I want to keep Keenan.
I don't want to get rid of Keenan. You know what I'm saying?
And I want to keep Sally Richardson.
Yeah, me too.
You know, because
she cooked.
And her and Jada had good chemistry.
And we can't get rid of Peaches.
So if I take the bad guy and I make the bad guy something that's crossover.
Either crossover, because
why I went Antonio Banderas, right? Like, you know, give me a bad guy that white Hollywood knows, and this movie does better at the box office.
So, 94.
That's why I was like, okay.
Mendoza needed to be who that's in why, 94?
That's why Steven. I said Banderas. That's what I said Steven Seagal.
Nah, because Steven Seagal is comedy. He's nowhere near as funny. And he's not going to be. He's corny. If he's funny, he's corny.
Antonio Banderas?
Comedy? I would say.
Because you just need him to play the bad guy. You don't need him to do anything funny.
This guy is too young. I would say John Leguizamo. He's too young at that time.
He's too young. But. That would have been a good kind of villain, right?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of what it needed. It needed something for, you know, it's a shame, but it needed something for like white audiences.
Maybe John, maybe what's his name? I was about to say, what's his name?
Not Travolta.
Nah. Huh.
Nick Cage in 94?
Nah, they're not funny.
But the thing is that like Mendoza, like you don't need the bad guy to be funny.
But that's the case in Keep Mendoza. He was great. You talking about a Mendoza-ish, but
yeah, because what I'm trying to do is go back in the time machine and go like, who can I cast or recast to make this movie a bigger hit than what it was? And I'm trying to cast somebody in Mendoza that has crossover appeal that'll bring in crossover audiences that thus elevate this movie. It does better in the box office, and maybe Keenan and Sally and everybody gets a chance to work more because this movie does better in the box office than what it does. So I'm trying to replace Mendoza with a character that can play the bad guy that has big crossover appeal.
I want to say he's too silly. I want to say Danny DeVito.
Yeah, too silly.
Too silly.
Too silly. Because Mendoza doesn't crack any jokes in the movie.
Right.
He's the bad guy. So you don't need to.
But he's charismatic, though.
Definitely charismatic.
You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. What I was going to say, but he doesn't cross over. Mm-hmm. The bad guy should have been Charles S. Dutton.
Okay.
He should have been Rothmiller. But that doesn't cross over either,
yeah,
necessarily.
Then it just stays a black movie. So I think this movie suffered from not having crossover appeal.
Right.
Like in the way like a Rush Hour did, and of course Beverly Hills Cop did.
Yeah.
You know, Blue Streak, mm-hmm. Nothing to Lose, you know, some of those movies. And then in 94, like, Keenan is still relatively unknown to a lot of folks, right? Like we've got In Living Color, but in 94, is In Living Color the ratings behemoth? Maybe it would have had to been in order for this movie to be greenlit. But Keenan is still a relative unknown outside of the black community.
True.
So
true. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
But I think it's him and the nemesis.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
because I think that, like, I think you're right. I think if you cast Will Smith in 94, this movie does very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I just think like as funny as Keenan was, his shit was reliant totally on the lines.
Keenan. Yeah.
It was the lines. I think they were betting on the lines being funny, mm-hmm. which they were.
They were.
But Keenan didn't, like, Eddie acts funny in Beverly Hills Cop. He does
Eddie
things
does, that Eddie doesn't have to have
a funny line.
He can just go
right. Right. You
know, oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Boom. Yeah, that type of shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like
Martin can be like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
That's the big thing.
And then Chris Tucker, damn!
Yeah.
This is special.
There's no signature Keenan acting thing.
Yeah.
He said,
ladies, get off me, don't love me like you do. That's mm-hmm. funny. That right. was a funny. You making fun of me? Yeah, I'm making fun of you, mm-hmm. man. Like, he did good.
He did great. He did great. Good, but not great.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
Like, he did good, but not great. But everything else that Keenan did as a director, I think, was awesome. I think the action was good.
Well, you know who could have been a black nemesis?
Who?
And it would have been crossover? Wesley Snipes.
Boom.
Wesley's crossover.
Damn.
And niggas fuck with Wesley.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Nino Brown, and he's also Passenger 57.
Yeah.
Murder at 1600.
Yeah. And then the
US
fight.
U.S. Marshals.
Then the fight at the end would have had much more significance.
He's Demolition Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's crossover as hell.
That'd have been a great.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
crazy how Wesley Snipes, as black as he is, mm-hmm. and as culturally black as he is, he's White Man Can't Jump.
Mm-hmm.
He's Nino Brown.
He's Blade. He's Passenger 57. Yeah,
like, he's crossover.
We had a hot debate about. We were comparing, I think, Wesley and Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was saying that, like, Wesley can do everything that Will did.
But Will can't do everything that Wesley did.
Yeah, that was my argument, right? Like, yeah. That
Will,
like,
cannot, back then, mm-hmm. play Nino Brown.
Yeah.
No way.
No way.
Yeah.
And
even now,
mm-hmm.
can Will play a bad guy?
We saw a version of it with Hancock.
But he was still a good guy.
Yeah. He's still, like, I don't think Will has the chops to play a certified despicable villain.
Like, we go, Denzel plays a great villain.
And Alonzo. Great bad guy. He's on the list of worst characters.
Yes.
Right? But yeah, I don't think Will is capable of that. And we talk about.
I would love to see him try just for the sake of seeing him.
Like, I would love to see Denzel play more villains. We've seen DiCaprio play a villain in Django, and he played the hell out of that
hell
villain.
Out of it.
Hell out of that villain, yeah. Right? But yeah, I don't think, like I don't know if we've ever seen Tom Cruise play a villain.
No. But I think he can, though.
Yeah.
I think Tom can. Do you all think Will Smith can play a villain? Can Will Smith do Nino Brown? I know this is kind of out of topic because we're talking about a whole different film, But like, I can see Will Smith playing Shame and low down Dirty Shame. Mm-hmm. I can see Will Smith playing Beverly Hills Cop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not doing it as good as Eddie did, but like,
I mean, in a way, he kind of does it in Bad Boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The two of them kind of tag team to kind of like do it. If Will Smith is cast instead of Chris Tucker in Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like, even though Chris Tucker steals the show.
He did his thing.
I think the movie would have still been a hit.
Yes. It was for it. It's Will Smith. What movies outside of Wild Wild West, that's probably still a hit. And Wild Wild West and what's the other shit? The sci-fi shit.
After
Men in Black. Men in Black.
Okay. You talking about that didn't work or?
I didn't like them. I never liked the Men in Blacks, but they were great. That's like, they did two of them or three of them.
They were star making. And at the time, like, Will was cooking.
Wild Wild West, I didn't like it, but
wasn't a fan of the movie.
People loved it. They probably did well, though.
Yeah. But I like Will in, what's the movie with the vampires?
You talking about,
why am I drawing a blank?
Will Smith and the Vampires?
Yeah. The vampires. He's in New York all alone.
Oh, I'm Legend.
I Am Legend. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he killed that.
He was great in that. Yeah. Right. He was an okay Muhammad Ali. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it was solid.
Decent in Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, I loved Pursuit.
Yeah. I liked him better in 7 Pounds.
7 Pounds is probably his best work.
Yeah. right. Right.
That's probably one of his best movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's probably one of his best movies.
I agree 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll get to that too. We got so much Will to do. Pause.
Yeah. Yeah. You know but this is Jada's best.
This is Jada's
best. This is Mount Rushmore for Jada.
This is when I felt that. And Jada is so, I won't even say underrated, underutilized.
Yeah.
I think she would have done a great Nina in Love Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Nia Long doesn't disappoint.
No.
Nia Long never disappoints.
No, no.
Never disappoints. No. So it's not about me trying to replace her.
Mm-hmm.
But just like Nia Long, Halle Berry, Jada Pinkett Smith, all the short haired beauties of the 90s.
It's interesting because like I like Jada in Jason's Lyric. And if I had to choose between Jada and Jason's Lyric or Jada and Love Jones, I would keep her in Jason's Lyric.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But she could have played.
There's a certain type of warmth that Nia Long has.
Yeah.
Girl Next Door. They both have a very much Girl Next Door swag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Jada has so much swag, sass.
And
so
that's
much
the thing.
Sass.
Jada has difficulty playing subtle.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of characters and that Jada's played that are more
soft
spoken.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, she's always kind of like sassy. Right?
I'm saying, yeah.
But she was strong in The Matrix. Remember, Jada was in The Matrix.
Yeah, she
did good there.
Of course.
There's a movie that she did with Don Cheadle.
Come on now. You're talking about Rain on Me.
Rain on Me. She was good. She was strong in that.
That's one of my, man. That movie right there,
yeah,
that's definitely Adam Sandler's best work.
That's his best work.
Yeah. And he got some other shit. Spanglish was good. Yeah. Click was dope. He got some work. I'm talking about outside of the comedy.
Yeah.
The Billy Madisons and the Happy Gilmores, those are classics. But
he was super strong in that.
It was such an out of character
mm-hmm.
for him.
Mm-hmm. But Jada was good at it.
Jada mopped that.
She was good at that. She was good in Collateral. So, mm-hmm. like, she's done good playing, you know, like a strong woman type.
I wanted more for her.
Yeah.
I wanted her to be Cicely Tyson.
And so here's what's
eventually,
interesting.
Eventually, you know what I'm saying?
I think right when her career was about to take that turn, because when she's working in Collateral, this is Tom Cruise.
Crossover.
Right? Jamie Foxx, and she plays, she's a female lead in that. In that big movie. But I do think that right after that, Jaden starts working. Right, I think not
Karate
far after
Kid.
Collateral, we get into Karate Kid, and we get into and she kind of takes a step back to mommy.
Yeah, maybe.
And then doesn't, you know? I'd have to like look at the timeline.
Yeah,
but I think
because
that's too mainstream. That Adam Sandler with Rain on Me, and then there's Collateral, right? So maybe like staying at home.
Maybe so. Even with Willow.
Right.
And Willow that came starts out, doing and, music.
Mm-hmm. So The Karate Kid comes out in 2010, the remake, right?
Right.
So let me see when Collateral comes out. Collateral comes out in 2004. And I think Rain on Me was a little bit later. So yeah. It's interesting. Okay, we got to get into some awards.
We do.
MVP.
MVP is for sure. Is it Peaches?
It's Peaches.
It's Peaches because she, because she has so much. She had his back so much. She was loyal.
Listen, everything that Shane needs to find Angela, he gets from Peaches. She's the one that gets to the mailbox, gets to the
PO. He owes her money.
PO box. She's working for free.
And when it's all said and done, she was in love with him too.
Yep. Like she takes an L for just letting Angela walk out the door.
Yes.
But.
And she knew that she was wrong for that.
She knew she was wrong for that.
But that's, she was being a woman.
Yep.
She was being jealous.
Mm-hmm.
She felt inferior a little bit. Mm-hmm. She was fighting against that inferior feeling.
Yep.
And she like.
But she saved his life.
Right.
Like, because at the end, Angela's about to blast on Shame. And who shows up to save the
MVP.
Day? MVP.
Peaches for sure.
For sure.
She was shady for letting him, for putting him in the bed, in Wayman's bed.
Yeah.
Put him on the couch.
But I think she was almost kind of like getting back at him for like. For not taking her seriously.
Yeah.
This is, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving you rhythm.
She shot her shot.
I'm giving you vibe. You keep cracking jokes. You Dang. Keep playing me like I'm small. All right.
Watch this.
I'm going to let you.
Because when she came in the room that morning
yeah.
with a smile, laughter, like, yeah. hey, oh, wait,
she
like,
knew what she did.
She knew what she did.
She knew what she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's within her personality.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the LVP? The LVP of Lowdown Dirty Shame.
LVP. LVP is the postal worker outside of the cross. I'm trying to make your life right.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with you? Or more based off someone that's more involved in the storyline. Is it what's his name? Is it
I'm looking for his name.
Is it Luis?
Is that the guy that got bit up by the dog?
Yes.
He's the LVP. Yes. Right? Like.
Or Captain Nunez.
Nunez. Like, ain't picking up on no leads.
Yeah.
You know, ain't.
On Shame's head, pause, yeah. about nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, not nothing, stuff, but like, you're terrible at your job.
You're terrible at your job.
Right.
I think both are appropriate.
Luis.
But Luis, like, didn't do anything right and was a snitch and still ended up in jail. Like, you know, got his ass beat by the skinheads, got bit up by the dogs.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, snitched on Mendoza. You know, it's just L's everywhere.
He's supposed to be shooting these Nazi dudes.
Yes. L's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
In a car that flipped over. You know what I mean?
One kind of meta. Can't even get the dogs off him.
For me, he gets the L.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's get to Fizz. 1 to 5.
Ooh.
1 to 5.
Damn. I want to give it a 5, bro. It's... because I don't want to. Do I dock him for him being in the movie, the lead, and not?
Mm.
I don't know if I want to do that for
this
him.
This is great. This is great.
I don't
great.
Know if I used to watch this all the time, and I would still watch it. It's a 5 for me.
It's a 5?
It's a 5 for me. I love the chemistry and the love story between Shame and Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the distraction that Angela gave him. He's about to smash and
right.
the phone rang.
Right, right, right.
So, like, it's sexy. Both women are sexy. It's mm-hmm. funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's action. The fighting is good.
Yep.
Nah, it's a 5 for me. I love Lowdown Dirty Shame, bro.
In my heart,
uh-huh.
this is a 5.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this movie.
Yeah.
This is one of those math ratings,
uh-huh.
which is...
Curvy.
Two sides of the equation can exist.
Mm-hmm.
if Beverly Hills Cop is a 5, and it is in my book, and Low Down Dirty Shame is not as good as Beverly Hills Cop, Low Down Dirty Shame has to be a 4. It's an equation.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
My only pushback is, not my only, one of my pushbacks is Wayman. Wayman. Yeah. Wayman did a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
Wayman is...
Damn it.
Wayman, your 4 is fine. It's solid. I'm not mad at you.
And
the 4.
Thing is that it's a 4.9. It's like a rounding error is the reason why it's not a 5, right? Like, yeah. You know, it's still not a 5. I'm still going to stay 4. You know, mm-hmm. like, but everything that you're saying, I'm already eating up. I'm just, that he's stupid clean. Math equation is why it's as high a 4 as a movie can get without being a 5.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
And I might be over it, and I'll say it. King Ivy Wayans and Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy are my 3 biggest influences.
I love them.
Period.
Yeah.
So this is one of his ones.
Mm-hmm.
Low Down Dirty Shame, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. Those are the films that made me want to do
Which movie is better? I'm Gonna Get You Sucker or Low Down Dirty Shame? I know they're 2 different types of movies.
Yeah.
For sure.
One's a parody. Yeah. One's is an action
comedy.
Action comedy. I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
Yeah.
Too much going on. Yeah. Kadeem and Damon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How much for one rib?
Yeah, how much for one with Chris
yeah,
Rock?
All of that, yeah. Yeah.
Bruce Lee, Kung Fu Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, whoa! Yeah. Hey, it's too much going on. Yeah.
Like, I get why you went 5.
Yeah.
And I understand why I'm going 4.99999. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His acting in a couple scenes, Kenan, that is,
yeah.
was stiff. I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do it over, but he's directing himself probably. Yeah. He probably didn't know.
Wayman and Peaches, man.
Wayman and Peaches did a lot.
Yeah.
The sex appeal of her, of Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His fighting scenes were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's 94. It's not 2004. It's not 2014. Yeah. It's like, you know, he did good.
me and my wife sometimes play a game. And I basically told her, like, 94, like, we joke, like, okay, if I cheated on you with someone, who would you be like, I'm mad at you, but I understand. right? Like, and so while I'm watching this, I'm like, Sally Richardson's on the list. Right? like, you know, I don't know, baby. I don't know if I could walk out the hotel room. Sally Richardson with that black bra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like giving me that rhythm. Like, I just don't know. She would be like,
her talk like she did when she killed Ross Miller.
Yeah.
That sexy to me.
She was like, I'd be mad, but I understand.
Yeah.
Boom. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, hold on. Let me finish off my thirst.
Talking about Sally, man. You gotta
All right, y'all. A Low Down Dirty Shame. Kidnapping Wayans.
Great movie.
Great movie. Written and directed and starred by Kidnapping Wayans.
Yep.
He did that.
Yep.
Hopefully I can do that one day too. That's my goal. that's our time today, y'all. Mm-hmm. A Low Down Dirty Shame. I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Low Down Dirty Tone.
Yeah, Low Down Dirty Tone.
Tone!
Yeah, man. This is concludes our episode of Blackbuster. Catch us next time. Be good or be good at it, y'all. Pew to the max.
Blackbusters.